Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head.
We're back. It's 12 after.
When you get up out of bed.
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend. We're about to visit, I should say, with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. He is the Chief Home Officer, the author of a number of books, including Teleworking and Telecommuting and Safe at Home. He's our good friend Jeff Zabar. Welcome back to the show. There you go. It's good to have you back, as always.
Thanks.
Jeff, I was telling the audience earlier that I thought you wanted to talk about how to squeeze a vacation into a home-based business. And there are a number of challenges to squeezing a vacation into a home-based business, isn't there?
Well, I think that, I think that part of one issue that we face is that as the sole proprietor, not necessarily from a legal structure, but as the only person doing the work, you either have to have everything cranked out, put away, and all your work done, and clients satiated, and let everyone know that you're out of town, or you take it with you in one form or another. I mean, I go nowhere without my BlackBerry so that I can receive email just to know what's going on.
But is that really a vacation, Jeff, when you do that?
Well, it depends. I think that it's, you know, I'm not hiking, you know, the Himalayas and totally out of touch. You know, I'm traveling with family. There's a lot of downtime. I don't mind doing that, bringing it along, and occasionally checking my voicemail. But there are those, you're right, there are those who would say it ain't a vacation unless you're totally disconnected from the office. And I've done those too. And I think that you find your own balance and you find what you want. And it's also, if you know things are completely under control while you're out of town, then you just disconnect, and there's nothing wrong with that. No one will begrudge you taking your vacation.
I see people doing it both ways. I do it like you do it. I mean, of course, you know, that's, let me say this, in the mythical world where I actually take a vacation, that's what I do. I would do it the way you do it.
But the 7 years I've known you, I think I've seen that world happen on your honeymoon. No, you worked during your honeymoon.
I did my show on my honeymoon.
Yes, that's
I'm such a romantic guy. But Jeff, I'm like you. I don't mind doing that. I really don't mind. And the only time it becomes a problem, and I'm sad to say that this is the case for me, that I've done this. I've been guilty of this. The only time that it really is a problem is when you let it get interfere with the kids or something like that.
Right.
And I have to say that I've got a regret or two about that. But that was back in the day. Jeff, as they say, when I couldn't check a BlackBerry, I didn't have email.
Right.
It was a lot more cumbersome to stay in touch, and so it diverted my attention from the vacation with the family. But the thing is that I personally don't mind it. And today we can kind of do it a little bit seamlessly, can't we? Where it's not really as obtrusive to the family vacation.
Yeah, I think that our personal habits sort of fall in line there. As you probably know from some of the emails you've gotten from me, I'm a total night owl. I'm more the early bird. I'm up anywhere between, you know, 5 and 6 o'clock on any given morning. My family on vacation especially will sleep in. So it's not intrusive, to them at least, for me to, if we bring the laptop, which we often do anyway, bring it along, or the BlackBerry, or call in to check my voicemail just to make sure everything's clean. So to do that, or during the day while they're out doing something, and, you know, not in our vacations with five of us, it's not unlikely for us to be doing something separate, you know, for them to be at the beach and me to take one of the kids and go somewhere else.
And as your kids become teenagers, that's going to become more and more true.
Yeah, you know what? They're going to, Dad, we're taking our own vacation.
We're out of here.
What are you talking about? Exactly.
You know, Jeff, one of the things that's a problem for home-based business owners, when I was an employee those 23 years that I worked for somebody else, if I took a vacation, I could possibly not go anywhere. I could just stay home and play golf that week, or go fishing or hunting or whatever, or just hang out, you know, work on the yard or whatever. I could just stay home. But when you're home-based, how do you take a vacation and stay home?
You got to lock that door. Is what you got to do.
I think it's not possible.
Yeah, you know what? The curse of the home office. You know, when does the day stop? Is there really a weekend? You know, where you're not working, because I do a lot of work, and I think that it gets back to part of the reason I like to travel with my laptop on vacation, or I like to go to if I'm at a hotel, you know, bug my way into the offices there, or into the business office or whatever. Because if I came back, I took a week and a half since we've spoken. I went on vacation, and it was a week and a half that we were away, and if I came back on a Sunday after a week and a half away and have not checked my voicemail and have not checked especially my inbox by email, I would come back to hundreds of email, many of which need some attention, but some of which can be deleted,
right.
Some of which need to be filed. And I don't want to do that on Sunday night at 8 o'clock when I get home from vacation. That's one thing that we've always done on vacation is we've tried to come back a little early, because I always get a box of mail waiting for me as well, one of those big white tubs of mail, and I can't do that on Monday morning because I got to hit the ground running.
Right.
So from a practical point of view, whether it's I'm at home and it's the weekend and just trying to take some time, I need to go in and clean out the inbox and do a little organizing or whatever. I'm a big believer spending a little time, you know, Sunday night before the day starts, whether you're home office or traditional office, clean off the desk.
I think most of us do that. Yeah,
exactly.
That way, when we get there on Monday morning, we can, as you say, we can start with be productive right away.
From Jump Street, exactly.
Yeah.
Otherwise, your life can be a cluttered mess. And so it jibes with my philosophy, with my pattern. And because I've been doing it for 16 years like this, my wife and kids tend to understand what's going on.
Well, the other thing that a lot of people don't get about small business owners, home-based or otherwise, Jeff, is that most of us really like what we do.
Yeah.
And to some degree, even though it's good for us to get away, we don't really feel like we're being put upon if we have to do a little work on it. I mean, it's our baby, isn't it?
Right, right, 100%. And it's that passion. And that's not to say, you know, I interviewed a gentleman recently who's the president and CEO of a big corporation, and he takes every Sunday, and he takes 4 hours every Sunday to himself to do some work. That must be a little weird his family must understand it, and he's got that passion. That's all well and good.
Right.
So even corporate executives have their passion, and workers have passion for their work. But this is our baby. We're in the driver's seat. We wear every hat. We love it. And so if we take a little time, like you said, on vacation, it's all well and good.
Jeff, stand by. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about the financial aspect of being home-based and taking a vacation. I'm going to get Jeff to help us with that. And that's coming up right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. The small business advocate, Jeffrey Sabar, is our guest. He's the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and we're glad to be visiting with our good friend Jeffrey Sabar, the Chief Home Officer. Jeffrey, why don't you go ahead and give us your website, please?
Well, I would defer giving my website in this section if we could just listen to that song throughout. So I'm going to stay quiet and fade it back in, little Johnny B. Good.
It's hard to beat Johnny B. Good.
There you go. www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
You got a new look there, haven't you, on your website?
Yeah, I put up a new web page, and what's really cool is I'm able to, with the technology, and we've spoken of this before, I'm able to go in and change images, change copy, post new pages, which...
Full administrative control.
Full administrative control, and the key is it's not through Front Page, and it's not through any whiz-bang technology. It's an application service provider, an ASP, and allows me just to log on with the user ID and password, and I look at a picture of my home page and change what I want. I can put up new pages and take down old pages, and some that I'm working on, I can sort of take them out, you know, just put a click and that shows.
And you're probably paying not very much a month for that, and you're getting capability that I personally know that if you had that done without an ASP would cost you several thousand dollars.
Well, I'm telling you, I went online yesterday. I was reading that they're trying to come out with a cellular phone directory now.
Yeah, I hope they don't.
It raised a lot of rancor, and I was reading an article online yesterday, and they were talking about it. And I said, first off, I said, you know, whether it's direct marketing, telemarketing, whether it's the phishing scams or where it's viruses, our privacy and our safety is being intruded and it's being intruded upon from all angles. So I went up yesterday under today's tips, and I wrote some copy and put it up, and then I went to my resources page, which you know to me is one of my key pages because it allows me to give people all sorts of other resources and links and sites they can turn to, and I put up a new section under my resources page right up at the top on some places to learn more about how to protect your privacy and some organizations you can turn to if you feel you've been, you know, someone's, you know, absconded with your identity or whatever the case may be. And I did that all in about 5 to 10 minutes.
Go check out what, Jeffrey's website and you'll see what he's talking about, and it might be something you want to look into. And that's chiefhomeofficer.com. Jeff, let's get back into our vacation discussion. You know, if the finances of taking a vacation when you're home based, number one, if you're home based, especially if it's in the early days, you probably are not exactly flush with cash. You're probably not exactly loaded up, and you know you're probably struggling a little bit. And I know how that is. And some of you may be saying, you know, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, congratulations, but most people will understand what I'm talking about. And so if you're going to take a week off, if you probably don't have any employees, that means when you're on vacation, you're unemployed.
Exactly.
So how do you fund not only the trip, but how do you fund being gone a week?
Well, it's something that we learned long ago that not unlike a salaried employee, a wage earner, you know, you have to stockpile it if that's the case, or hopefully you have enough money in your nest egg put away, or you have enough money that you can take a vacation, or throughout the year you start putting it away and getting ready to, so you have some cash to carry and some, you have your debit card full or whatever, you have your credit card ready to go. I think the key element, though, is as a home-based business owner, you are more of a waged employee for the most part. I mean, some people run businesses where they're on retainer and they get money coming in whether they're working or not, or whatever the case may be. My work, as you know, as a writer and as a consultant, I don't get paid if I don't deliver the goods,
right.
Which, you know, everyone says, well, you don't get paid if you don't deliver. If I don't write words this week, I have no billings to show in QuickBooks.
That's right.
So, you know, so when I take a vacation, I just know that I'm going to have, when I come back and look at my ledger, that week or week and a half, is 1 week is going to be blank and show a zero when I do a tabulation, and one's going to be very low because, you know, it's part
of
the week and a half.
Jeff, one of the things, my recommendation for that is to take long weekends. Take a Friday,
right,
and join it to a weekend, or when there's a holiday, add another day to it and stick it close to the weekend and,
right,
and do that, and that's been my, over the years, over the many years I've been a small business owner, you know, even when I wasn't, even when you're, if you're a small business owner providing personal services, as I was doing with consulting, as you were talking about, Jeff, you know, it didn't matter whether you're home-based or not. You're still unemployed when you're gone. And so,
right,
for years, and I used to do this when I was an employee. I broke up my two-week vacation into a lot of little vacations by taking it one day at a time.
And there's, you
and
know,
it really helped me. I found that I could that I could recharge my batteries better and more efficiently, more effectively that way than taking a whole week off at a time.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to be said for that. I mean, as a family, we do enjoy taking one big vacation over the summer, and then we also take a vacation over the holidays, the winter holidays as well. But with Naples, you know, being in South Florida, we have Naples and Marco Island. We have up coast in the St. Lucie area where we can do that and feel like we're a million miles from
you
home.
And you could do all that. You could do a lot of those things in 2.5 days, can't you?
No, 100%, because it takes us an hour to an hour and a half to drive there. And like I said, we're not home anymore. You know, I mean, it's that feeling that you are on vacation. We may as well be in California or something like that and be far enough away that we feel we're on vacation, which is the whole point. It doesn't matter where you go as long as it's not at the office. As soon
right.
as you want to have that, you're looking for a break.
And Jeff, we got to wrap it up. Give us your website one more time, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Thanks, Jeff. Good job today.
Always great, Jim.
See you next time.
You got it.
Quick break, 29 after. We'll be right back with our good friend Steve Forbes. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.